All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the fascinating space journey of Christina Hammett-Koch, highlighting the top 7 milestones in her career. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know. You will learn 7 facts about Christina Koch's groundbreaking achievements in space. Christina's cosmic career captures courage, curiosity, and commitment. Let's get right to it. Fact number 1. Christina Koch launched to the International Space Station in March 2019 and returned in February 2020. She spent 328 days in space, the longest continuous space flight by a woman. Here's the takeaway. Long missions like hers help NASA understand how the human body adapts to microgravity over many months, and that data feeds directly into planning for future deep space travel, including missions to Mars. Test question. How many days did Christina Koch spend in space continuously? Correct answer, 328 days. Memory aid. 328 days in space she stayed. Moving on. Fact number 2. In October 2019, Christina Koch and Jessica Meir conducted the first all-female spacewalk. This is key. Representation in milestone missions matters because it signals who belongs in the future of exploration. Their successful EVA also supported vital station upgrades. Test question. Who did Christina Koch conduct the first all-female spacewalk with? Correct answer. Jessica Meir. Memory aid. October 18th. Two women create a spacewalk scene. Next up, fact number 3. In April 2019, her ISS mission was extended due to commercial crew scheduling changes. For a first-time astronaut, that was unprecedented. The main idea is this. A logistical shift became a scientific opportunity, letting NASA gather more data on long-duration spaceflight effects for women. That evidence base strengthens mission planning for mixed crews on future long journeys. Test question. What was the reason for Christina Koch's ISS mission extension in 2019? Correct answer. Commercial crew scheduling changes. Memory aid. April's extension gave more time for space research. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 4. In April 2026, with the Artemis II launch, Christina Koch became the first woman to travel beyond low Earth orbit. This next milestone moves beyond low Earth orbit. Think of it this way. Even without a lunar landing, a crewed lunar flyby pushes human presence back into deep space and proves systems for future missions. Artemis II is planned to swing about 6,400 miles beyond the moon's far side before returning. Test question. On what mission did Christina Koch become the first woman to travel beyond low Earth orbit? Correct answer. Artemis II. Memory aid. Artemis II. Koch flew beyond Earth's blue. All right, let's continue with fact number 5. Christina worked extensively in polar regions, including a South Pole winter over that hit around minus 111 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's what you need to know. Months of isolation, limited resupply, and harsh conditions mirror spaceflight stressors, and her polar grit translated into space resilience. Test question. Where did Christina Koch spend a winter over that prepared her for space? Correct answer, South Pole. Memory aid. In polar freeze, she learned to ease. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Before astronaut selection, she led NOAA's American Samoa Observatory as station chief. This connects to what we covered earlier. Remote leadership and autonomous operations are exactly the kind of skills astronauts need on long missions far from Earth. Test question. What position did Koch hold at NOAA before becoming an astronaut? Correct answer, station chief. Memory aid. Samoa's chief showed her belief. Let's jump ahead to fact number 7. Christina contributed to NASA instruments at Goddard and at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, including work for the Juno mission and the Van Allen probes. Here's the takeaway. Building and testing instruments on the ground sharpened the exact skills she later used for on-orbit operations and spacewalk upgrades. Test question. Name one mission Christina Koch contributed to with NASA instruments? Correct answer, Juno. Memory aid, Juno's aid, instruments made. Quick recap time. Okay, let's refocus. Fact 1. How many days did Christina Koch spend in space continuously? Correct answer, 328 days. Fact 2. Who did Christina Koch conduct the first all-female spacewalk with? Correct answer, Jessica Meyer. Fact 3. What was the reason for Christina Koch's ISS mission extension in 2019? Correct answer, commercial crew scheduling changes. Fact 4. On what mission did Christina Koch become the first woman to travel beyond low Earth orbit? Correct answer, Artemis 2. Fact 5. Where did Christina Koch spend a winter over that prepared her for space? Correct answer, South Pole. Fact 6. What position did Koch hold at NOAA before becoming an astronaut? Correct answer, Station Chief. Fact 7. Name one mission Christina Koch contributed to with NASA instruments? Correct answer, Juno. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you are more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.